This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient GO, G-O, first name Ryan, R-Y-A-N, date of birth, November 27, 1986, date of evaluation, August 21, 2023, the referring physician, East Bay Nephrology, the chief complaint, 36-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure. The HVI, the patient is a 36-year-old male who had noted 1 week history of diarrhea and shortness of breath, period. He was further noted to have blood pressure of 200/140, period. He had been admitted to the Kaiser facility where he was found to have acute combined systolic and diastolic heart failure, period. It was felt that patient possibly had a viral syndrome resulting in gastroenteritis and cardiac dysfunction, period. He underwent left heart catheterization and was found to have normal coronaries. Left ventricular ejection fraction was documented at 25-30%, period. The patient had continued with shortness of breath, period. He further noted easy fatigue, period. The patient presented to my office where he noted ongoing symptoms of autopnea, period. His past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number, IgA nephropathy, next number, GI bleed, the past surgical history, 1, kidney biopsy, next number, endoscopy, next number, left heart catheterization, next number, status post transfusion, the initial medications, lisinopril, 20 milligrams 1 daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams 1 daily, metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams 1 daily, Jardiance, 25 milligram half tablet daily, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father with heart issues. He notes that all the guys on his father's side have high blood pressure. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 151/103, pulse 103, respiratory rate 22, height 70.5 inches, weight 161.2 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in acute distress. Examination otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 36-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure, hypertensive urgency, initially found to have cardiomyopathy and systolic dysfunction, period. He was noted to have LVEF of 25-30%, period. Patient's symptoms were felt to be secondary to viral gastroenteritis, period. Currently, his blood pressure remains uncontrolled, period. He remains symptomatic. They plan discontinue metoprolol, discontinue lisinopril, start carvedilol 6.25 milligrams BID, Entresto 24/26 milligrams 1 pill BID, Chem-20, CBC, and follow-up in 6 weeks, period. Addendum, the patient is seen in follow-up for his examination. He underwent echocardiogram, period. Echocardiogram reveals sinus rhythm, left ventricle ejection fraction has improved to 35-40%, period. There is grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, period. Left atria is moderately dilated by volume, period. There is trace to mild aortic regurgitation, period. Moderate mitral regurgitation is noted, period. The lab work, sodium 138, potassium 5.1, chloride 101, bicarb 29, BUN 18, creatinine 1.35, glucose 88, red blood cell count 6.08, white blood cell count 7.5, hemoglobin 17.7, platelet 15.4. The impression following lab work, his left ventricle ejection fraction is noted to have improved. He remains with chronic kidney disease, period. He otherwise is clinically stable. Plan will be to continue Entresto, increase carvedilol to 1.5 tablet BID. I will see him in follow-up in 3 months. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson. Of note, patient had telemedicine visit on September 22nd, 2023.